The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Hello and welcome to the Robots of the Company 15th Anniversary Special. I am your host, John Russell. Many of you may know me from DBB, but yeah, you should know me from Robots of the Company because I've been producing that show for 15 years, for over 15 years now. We kind of missed the actual 15th anniversary back in March, because that's when the show originally launched, was in March of 2005. The show just started out as a couple of little skits, basically. They were extended skits, mind you. They were about 8 or 9 minutes long, and they weren't intended to be, you know, anything more than that. It was just a bit of fun, something quick to do while we were trying to recover from a major computer crash and a lot of things that were going on behind the scenes that were delaying the shows that we were trying to do at the time and get out. I think it's now kind of famous within DRE lore about the original computer crash that I had, which destroyed a lot of material and delayed our original releases. We were supposed to start with Doctor Who, and we did, with our fan-produced Doctor Who series, but we did a pilot. We did the first episode of a four-parter and got that out before all that happened, but then the crash happened right in the middle of that, so the rest of the story was delayed a year. So we launched in 2004 with our first show, and then while we were waiting around for things to come together for 2005, I got this little idea of, well, let's do some quick little comedy shows to throw out there in the meantime so that people at least know we're, you know, we still exist and we're still producing something, and let's get something released. So we came up with a couple of episodes of Robots of the Company. And again, they were just supposed to be these one-off specials, these one-off skits. And it wasn't really supposed to go any further than that, just a couple of episodes. We really hadn't thought anything beyond that. It was just a bit of fun. And then the Sonic Society got a hold of them. They heard them somewhere on the web, I guess on our website or something. Somebody suggested them or something. Jack Ward and Andrew Dorfman, who were behind the Sonic Society at the time, they got in touch with us and said, we'd like to air your show on the Sonic Society, and we'd like a full season. Can you deliver a full season? Or words to that effect. And I said, sure, yeah. Even though I didn't have anything else but those first couple of episodes. But it was just a quick, let's get on this and let's make a whole season. They wanted, you know, something like 13 or 14 weeks. So I said, yeah, I got you covered. I can give you 15 or 16 weeks, whatever it was, whatever it ended up being, which was the first two episodes, which I guess you could consider pilots, and then season two, what we considered season two. So, yeah, and that was it, and Robots took off from there. It started with just some skits, and then thanks to Jack Ward and Andrew Dorfman and the Sonic Society, it was really brought to life because of their interest in it, and the audience just sort of came to it from there. And so I don't forget where we began, and I certainly don't forget the people who were responsible for it becoming, you know, a series. So thanks, Jack. Thanks, Andrew. You guys really, really are, you were the catalyst for getting this going. So I'll always be grateful for that, no matter what. But yeah, it's been quite a run, 15 years. It's been fun. We've had a lot of cast members over the years. And in this special, we're going to hear from a number of them. Many of the original cast and a few of the people who have joined later on as well. And even one or two people who are just listeners. So, and I've also got some archival material of our late friend Jeff Niles, who plays Zimtron and Dr. Philbot, amongst others, in our show. So we're going to get to hear from Jeff as well. So, you know, but in this episode, this special, we are celebrating the 15 years that we have and the 11 seasons that you've heard so far. You would have heard season 12 before now, but of course, there have been many delays, and the reasons are obvious, and we've covered it in other areas. But you are about to hear season 12, and hopefully you really enjoy that. I think we have some good stuff for you. But in the meantime, right now we are celebrating 15 years of the robots, and we do have some guests here with us who would like to put their two cents worth in. So on to our cast and hearing from them. First up, we're going to hear from Ellie Hirschman. And take it away, Ellie.
Well, hello there. Congratulations to Jonathan and the whole BOTS crew on 15 years of unending silliness. John, you brought me in from day one, and I had a blast playing GD and Expositron 2, and I think there was another bot in there somewhere. But you really showed your fun side with this series. It started off silly, continued being silly, had some good touching moments, and just overall is a blast to listen to and perform in. You know, Dream Realm was the first audio company I worked with when I started out in voice acting. And besides a lot of opportunities it gave me to be in multiple series, it also let me meet a lot of great people and make some great connections. Talented people like Joe Thomas, Kay Wu, and the late, great Jeff Niles. So I'm very grateful to have been part of this and all other ventures in Dream Realm. Wishing you lots more years of success.
Now do us all a favor and go bother someone else for a while.
Now, someone who burst on the robot scene originally as New Squeak, the female version, and then later on as the completely wacky, off-the-wall, and really iconic villain of the series, Dr. Grease Monkey, Sally Wiggett.
Hello, boys. This is Sally Wiggett, a.k.a. Squeak from Robots of the Company, also known as Dr. Grease Monkey. And I just wanted to say it has been a pleasure and an honor to be involved in Robots of the Company all these years. I've loved both of those characters that I've played, several of the other characters who have been in the show throughout the years. I mean, who doesn't love playing a supervillain with a kooky accent? Or Squeak. Squeak is awesome. She's not a supervillain, so far as we know. Great. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you, John. Thank you, everybody who's been involved with Robots of the Company over the years. It has been a pleasure.
Another original cast member that's been there since pretty much the beginning, and who's played many characters over the years, always turns in a wonderful performance, and is so funny, and so talented, David Ault.
Hello everyone in Dream Realm Land, and thank you very much for listening to Robots of the Company. 15 years! Wow. Congratulations, John, and everyone who's been a part of the show. It's a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed being a part of it, from the computer that spoke in multiple different accents of varying quality, to Pierre, who I play now. One thing I've really enjoyed is when John has emailed and said, I've got an idea for this character for you, and it's going to be, so in the case of Pierre, Basil Fawlty, So yes, that's a lot of fun. But yes, here's to 15 more years. Happy birthday, and praise the company.
Thank you, David. Glad you could be here to speak with us. What show would be complete without old Popsicle? So let's listen to Daryl Looney.
15 years. I tell you, it certainly does not seem that it has been that long. When we got started with the project, the main reason I got involved was to do a little theme music. Because I'm more of an enthusiast than some sort of professional voice artist. Although I've always wanted to do a little bit of acting and, you know, commercials and all of that. But the main reason I got started with all of this was to try and get some music projects out there for people to utilize in various creative ideas. You know, so I did like the theme music when they got started. And then John asked me to participate in a couple roles. And then finally kind of settled into the Popsicle role, which was really great. Because as a recurring character for the series, it gave me an opportunity to find a place that I could fit into along with all of the other creative folks. You know, but again, my thing was always the music and everything. So that's how I got really started and or interested in the whole project. But as to the fact that it has been 15 years, that's really surprising because it, first of all, doesn't seem as though it was that long. And lots of things have changed, and we've lost some players in the group, and a lot of things have just, you know, morphed into something else. One of the things that I've always looked forward to was the idea of possibly animating the show, and I think I've spoken about this on a couple of different occasions and or interviews or statements about it. And I think the technology is finally there for us to be able to tell the story visually as opposed to just audio as we had been doing in the past. And I think that we could actually achieve that now. So it would be a goal as sort of a next step or next phase to try and see if we can animate some of the episodes that we did. And I look forward to that piece of the project. But again, 15 years is truly amazing. With, I don't know, how many seasons do we have? I've lost count. Because I know the episode numbers are in the high 90s or low 100s or something like that. So it's 15 years. Wow. It's been a great ride, and thanks for having me along.
Daryl, of course, has played Popsicle from day one. He also provided the original theme tune and the holiday theme tune for Robots of the Company. So Daryl is multi-talented, and he has a great idea about animation. We would love to animate this series. The thing is, of course, finding someone who has those skills and that software and would be willing to animate this series. So if there are any takers out there, anybody who has those mad skills and would love to animate the robots, then yeah, feel free to email us darkbuilding1@yahoo.com with a subject header of robots animation, something like that. But if you have those skills and you're willing to donate your time, because we're poor producers and we can't pay anybody, this would be a labor of love, of course, as it always has been. But if anybody out there would like to help us animate this show, or at least do an animated robots series, or even a special, even a one-off. We'd be very, very happy and thrilled to have that happen. So, yeah, drop us a line. Now, of course, the next guy we're going to hear from has also been there from day one. Kind of became, I guess, the driving force of the show. He's been sort of the star. It is an ensemble cast, so they're all stars, don't get me wrong. But Joe J. Thomas has pretty much been center stage as Putch for, you know, like I said, from the beginning. He's also played the character of Lovely and a few others along the way, but Putch is the standby. He's kind of the leader of the group, whether he wants to be or not. And he's played brilliantly by the brilliant Joe J. Thomas. So, hey, Joe, what do you got to say?
Whoa, 15 years of bots. Is that possible?
Hi, I'm Joe J. Thomas. I play Putch and also Lovely on Robots of the Company. And I can't believe it's been 15 years. But it's been a real roller coaster. I mean, all the characters, personalities, and everything that everybody brings to the project. It's just a great ensemble. And my character, Putch, has had a roller coaster of his own. He's been lost in space, on different planets, through different dimensions, Christmas episodes. He's the captain, then he's demoted, then he's promoted, then he's something else. His bosses change. All I can say is, if you're a fan of life, then Robots of the Company is life, but with robots. So maybe the consequences aren't quite as severe, but I think that's part of the attraction. I love the show.
All right. Always a pleasure to hear from Joe. Next up is the man himself that I have spoken of already. What would the 15th anniversary be without old Briscoe, or at least the man who plays him? Kyle Boers has been with us from day one. He's been with DRE virtually from day one. He was a driving force behind DRE and, of course, Robots of the Company. He's done so much for DRE over the years. He's done a little less in recent years because he's been busy with his own things, but he's still with us as Briscoe and always will be for as long as he wants to play him, as long as the show goes. But yeah, Kyle Boers, a good friend and a wonderful, wonderful voice actor. Kyle, what are your thoughts? Let's hear from you.
Hi, this is Kyle Boers, Briscoe from Robots of the Company. Since the beginning, 15 years ago, I can't even believe it that it's been 15 years. It's incredible. Nearly 100 episodes. It's brilliant. This little thing that started off as a fun thing to do to get some stuff out there for DRE while we're working on some other projects has become our flagship. And it's wonderful, and I'm so proud to be a part of it. To think 15 years ago, my son is going to be 17 in December. So that seems, it's amazing. He's grown up in a world basically where this has been going on almost his entire life. It's great. It's consistently funny. It's well written by everybody. John and Vince do such a great job with the scripts. It's fun to record because I don't actually read the whole script when I record. I like to have some measure of a surprise within the script because I find it so good and so funny. I read my scenes and what's going on in my scenes and I record them, and I purposefully don't listen to the stuff, or read rather. I purposely don't read the stuff that I'm not in because I want to enjoy it as, you know, much with a non-spoiled ear as I possibly can, and without fail every time. It's hilarious. It is so funny. And I'm so proud to have been a part of this and continue, hopefully, to be a part of it. Briscoe has meant a lot to me over the years. It started out, like I said, back in the day with the first two episodes. I was brought on to DRE as a writer to work on the Doctor Who series initially. And through my getting to know John and my friendship with him, we just started talking. And I've always been a person that admires voiceover actors. Some of my favorites, if you're wondering, are like Rob Paulsen and Maurice LaMarche, you know, Pinky and the Brain, of course, Sterling Holloway and Mel Blanc, who's, you know, obviously amazing, and Dawes Butler. So I grew up watching lots of cartoons and I loved hearing the voices on them. So it's something I'd always been interested in doing. And I have an acting background and a writing background. So I just said to him, hey, you know, this Robots of the Company thing we're talking about, you got any roles in there that I might be able to do if I'm interested? So I auditioned, and I got Briscoe, and it took off from there. And it's funny, if we ever hear the original two episodes unedited as they were back in the day, Briscoe sounds a little bit different on those first two episodes, because he just did. And it was fun to see how he developed over the years. And it seems like he keeps becoming, or became, a lot more childlike. And John had told me when I recorded the second batch of episodes that there had been a bit of a gap. And I remember listening back to the first two episodes and then trying to recreate that voice that I heard. But of course, the voice that I heard was slightly higher pitched due to the modulation used to give it that little robot edge to it. So that's how Briscoe became less like my normal voice and a little more up here, you know, a little more in my higher register through my nose, like that. So that's how that happened. And it's become the way it is, and I love it. And it's just kind of one of those happy accidents. And he's been a joy to play, and I hope to continue to play him as long as I'm needed, and as long as Robots of the Company is around. And if it lasts another 15 years, I'm here for it. Thanks. Good job, guys. It's been a wonderful run, and I hope it continues. It would be remiss for me not to mention how wonderful the acting is on the show. The people that we have in this cast over the years have been specific, you know, have been absolutely terrific. And the original group are kind of my guys, because, you know, we all started together. You know, Joe Thomas and Jim Barber, Daryl Looney, Kim Wu, Jeff, God bless him, Jeff Niles, wonderful Zimtron, John, of course, and Sally, and Captain John Tadrzak, and oh my goodness, I'm going to forget people, and if I do, I'm sorry, I don't mean to, but it's been a long time, and we've been through so many cast members have joined and left and come in. Who am I forgetting here? Ellie. Oh boy. Ron Smith is Cliffhanger. all of them, everybody that's joined since then. Danny is Kika. I'm never going to remember everybody without pulling this up and looking at it. But everybody involved in this show over the years have been so talented and so wonderful to work with, and such an original group of folks. Did I mention Sally Wiggett? If I haven't mentioned Sally Wiggett, darn it, I should have. It's a delight to work with some of these actors. And in the rare occasions, you know, since spoilers, if no one has known this over the last 15 years, we all record in our homes, and John and Jeff, you know, they made it all sound so wonderful together, and like we're all in the same studio. But on the rare occasions where we've all met each other and been with each other, it's been wonderful. It's been like a reunion almost. A couple years ago, right before Jeff passed, it was the Chicago TARDIS before Jeff passed. We managed to, it was a rare occasion where myself and Ron Smith and Jeff and Sally Wiggett, we're all together in one room, basically, and it was wonderful just to see them and hang out with them, and just even just for a few moments to be together. You know, it's a big family, and we're all over the world, and I love being a part of it. again, thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
All right. That rounds out the original cast. So now we're going to hear from some of the more recent people that have joined us. First up, Stefania Lintonbon, who you may know better as Harmony.
Happy 15th anniversary, Bots. Hi, this is Stefania, and I play the role of Harmony in the latest Bots episodes. I am so happy and blessed to have been able to act in all the different roles that I've played in the Robots audio drama over the years. The first time that I heard a Bots episode, I thought it was really good. I thought it was funny and wonderful. And I said, oh, I'd love to be part of this. So it came to pass. It's a fab little show. Let's carry it on and on and on. Well done, and cheers to Jonathan and all the cast. Congratulations!
All right, joining us in season 12 will be a longtime fan of the show, Lee James Sands. What do you got to say, Lee?
When I first got into the whole online audio drama scene, it was because I discovered some shows at Darker Projects, and it was actually their Autumn Adaption that it spearheaded me to actually consider, you know, voice acting. And now, many, many years later, one of the companies that I always recognise and notice for doing a particular show has been kind enough to offer me a chance to help make their shows, which I'm very, very grateful to Jonathan for. And I also now feel very bad because I'm very behind on Robots and Company, but yeah, I'm going to have to start listening to that show again very soon. So I do apologise for that, but... And it was an interesting show because it's won awards, and it is the backbone of Dreamland Enterprises, in my opinion. You know, you think of Robots of the Company, you think of Dreamland, you think of Dreamland, you think of Robots of the Company. Simple as that. It is a fun show that I highly recommend people check out because it's also free to download. Now, granted, I understand we're all very busy people, but if you need a laugh like we all do in this current climate, because yeah, a bit scary out there at the minute, ain't it? But if we can all come together for our love of audio drama, I think that will help greatly, help ease the minds of many of us. It's definitely helped me, helping to assist on some of the shows for Jonathan has helped me greatly. I'm very looking forward to some of the other shows he's prepping for me to start editing for. Case in point, when I got offered a part in an upcoming episode of Dreamland Enterprises, I felt very flattered. I mean, I do feel that when anyone says, oh yeah, you're a good actor, would you like to play this part? But Dreamland was also one of those shows where I remember seeing it and I remember listening to it, and I think I listened to a ton of them on the Sonic Society back in the day as well. But the chance to actually act in it, now that's something different. That's like going behind the curtain, so to speak. And it's always interesting when it's a show that you actually remember listening to, enjoying, and having the chance to act in it. And especially as it's approaching such a special milestone. Because how many free-to-download audio dramas can say they're like 15 years old now? And they're still going. Happy anniversary, Robots. Let's see if we can get to the 30th, eh?
All right. We have a wonderfully talented person to hear from next. She has played in many, many productions for Dream Realm over the last several years. You may know her really well from Magic Monsters of Mayhem, where she plays Rosa Dernhelm. But in Robots of the Company, you certainly will know her from the wonderful and kind Dr. Betty. Deborah Adams.
Hi, I'm Deborah Adams, and I play Betty on Robots of the Company. Holy cow, I cannot believe it's been 15 years. I mean, where did 15 years go? It's incredible. I love the show. I love that it's lighthearted and funny and old-timey radio, and it just brings joy, and it's the kind of show I want to listen to at the end of a really bad, really long day. One of my favorite episodes is SantaCon, and I love the whole play on Christmas and the play on Santa Claus and when things go wrong and how do you adapt. And anyone who's ever had kids and you're running out that last minute trying to find that one item that they really, really, really want and you can't find it anywhere and you're pulling your hair out and like, oh my God, my kid's Christmas is going to be ruined. When you finally find it and they open up their presents and they're just elated and you realize you brought them pleasure. So I like that episode because it helps me relive those kind of feelings. I also really like the episode with the King, the robot that sounds a lot like Elvis. It's a little funny. I also want to send a shout out to John, who without his talent and his commitment and his devotion, Robots of the Company and many, many other shows wouldn't be around. I can't imagine the time it takes to take a bunch of voices from a bunch of different people in a bunch of different rooms and make it sound like we're all sitting in the same place talking to each other. It's incredible to me. So here's to another wonderful 15 years of Robots of the Company.
Also up next, we have a guy who's been in a few episodes and played a few different characters. You'll probably know him as Buzz. In the next season, he'll also be back as Buzz, but he'll also be playing a new character named Badger. Pete Lutz, take it away.
Hi, everybody. This is Pete Lutz, the voice of Buzz, Laszlo, SantaCon, Badger, and Diabolical on Robots of the Company. And I want to wish John and all of the wonderful cast and crew of Robots of the Company a happy 15th anniversary. Woohoo!
And now, possibly the most influential person who ever worked on Robots of the Company. He's extremely modest, so don't believe a word he says when he puts himself down. He is probably the best writer I've ever encountered, and probably the best writer we've seen on Robots of the Company, or perhaps possibly any of the Dream Realm Enterprises shows over the years. He made such a huge impact on Robots, I can't even begin to express how much. But let me introduce to you the wonderful, wonderful writer, Vince Staden.
Hello, this is Vince Staden, one of the writers for some of the possibly least well-received episodes of the wonderful Robots of the Company. Here to just wish the show a splendid 15-year anniversary, which is quite remarkable, really. 15 years. Only feels like yesterday when I was asked very nicely by John and his script editors to get involved if I was interested to pen an episode or two. And I remember listening to the very first couple of episodes that have been released and delighting, really, at the cast and the concept and the sheer fun and silliness of it. So I set pen to paper, and I don't think I've ever written anything with more exclamation marks than Robots of the Company scripts, because every line is either exasperated or a declaration. There was a character called Excelsior, played I think by Ted Gray, who had this big booming Darth Vader, James Earl Jones voice, who was basically just a robot exclamation mark, because everything he said was a sort of booming statement of intent. Over the years, obviously, the robots have survived all manner of weird and strange situations that John has conjured up for them. And the sort of purpose of each robot always used to intrigue me, and I always like poking around in what would an ice pick robot, a French ice pick robot, no doubt, no less, what would that be like? There were sort of cleaning robots like Briscoe and all manner of bots that just did things that humans don't do anymore. Menial, trivial, tiny little things like opening bottles or cleaning up gunk. And we live in a world now where bots pretty much do that, apart from obviously interfering in elections. But we have a kind of automated world. It's almost like robots of the company 15 years ago predicted all this. I'm actually looking forward to the day when I have a French sarcastic ice pick. because I think then John Russell's victory will be complete. Happy birthday, robots of the company. 15 years of being brilliant.
Vince is indeed too hard on himself, so I overlooked that. He really did pen some of the most popular episodes of Robots of the Company, let me tell you. Next up is a longtime fan of the series, someone who has supported us through thick and thin. These days, she works behind the scenes on the show as an editor. I couldn't imagine doing it without her now. She's become a great friend to DRE and a wonderful friend to me, like a sister to me, really. Maria Mazur.
I have listened to all Dream Realm projects for years, especially Robots of the Company. It was really nice to be able to sneak my iPod on when I was working alone in the hospital, either in the lonely, spooky main OR or anywhere else in the quietness of the third shift. And I was alone, of course. I just had to remember not to laugh out loud, especially when my favorite episodes would come on. And my really favorite episode is the Pinocchio Effect. And that one always got me going, no matter how many times I listened to it. I was introduced to ROTC years ago by our beloved Jeff Niles, and he in turn introduced me to John. But just recently I have been helping with some of the editing, including ROTC. It has been my privilege to be able to help John, just as Jeff did, and I hope I do them both proud. Congratulations to John and all the wonderful cast of ROTC for 15 years of fun and laughter. And here's to many, many more.
Thank you, all of you, for speaking with us on this 15th anniversary, for being guests here, for sharing your thoughts and feelings on 15 years of this show. Ellie Hirschman, Sally Wiggett, David Ault, Daryl Looney, Joe J. Thomas, Kyle Boers, Stefania Lindenbaum, Lee James Sands, Deborah Adams, Pete Lutz, and Maria Mazur. You guys are all stars. And I couldn't do it without you. Now I want to finish the program off with a special interview from the past. You will have heard at least some of this, if not all of it, before. But since the man is not here himself, and I couldn't imagine doing this special without him, here's some archival material, an older interview that I dug up out of the vault of Jeff Niles.
I think my first introduction to Robots of the Company was when Jonathan Patrick Russell sent out an email asking if voice actors he had used in some other productions would be interested in taking part in this new Robots comedy series he was thinking of producing. I said yes, and, the rest, as they say, is history. I've loved doing this show. It's been a blast ever since I started. I think Zimmy has been a lot of fun to play and has stood the test of time as a fan favorite. Of course, he is one of my favorite parts to play, too, but I think that it's Dr. Philbot is my favorite role in Robots of the Company. I can really let loose with him and make him as crazy or even crazier than is written. Philbot is a blast to play for me. Any characters? I'd like to see Briscoe return. He is, after all, the heart of Robots of the Company and is as lovable a character as any robot can be. I'd love to see what the Expositrons, remember those guys, are up to, and Fizz Gidget, Excelsior, Squeak, Derek, and that scrappy little Shinwipe, too. even though I like Lynx a lot, I love the character of old Frenchy Sphinx even more, and would love to see him return for a brief time, too. The description of Zimtron, I think, when you wrote him, when you first offered the part to me, went something like, let me see if I can remember, a dishwasher, state-of-the-art, and he knows it. So, my immediate thought was to make him British. That was the single most important influence on developing him as a character. Of course, knowing the background of Zimmy and the clues you left while writing some of the lost episodes, and also the mystery of Zimmy being important to the makeup of the company, appraise the company, helped establish his personality even further. As for Philbot, well, that was fairly easy. I just took the characteristics of the real-life Dr. Phil and exaggerated them even more than the real guy was, using some of his famous catchphrases like, "Get real!" and, "What are you thinking?" along the line. Then, when he went even crazier, I'm talking Dr. Philbot, of course, with the whole League of Evil Bots storyline, I was thrilled to take him to a whole new level of crazy. I've said this before, and I will say it again. This is the little show that could. I certainly did not think it would last 10 years. After all, it started out as, 10 minutes or less episodes? And as a filler until some other productions of Dream Realm could be produced. And people heard it and loved it. And I love it. I think it could last another 10 years and still be relevant and fun, of course. And, of course, funny. That's the main thing. It is funny. Well, I, of course, love my characters. You know, Zimtron. You know, Dr. Philbot. Derek. But my all-time favorite is Putch, who is as lovable as Briscoe and just as clueless. And the way Joe Thomas plays him is wonderful. He is literally the glue that holds the whole crew together. Well, thank you. It was fun reminiscing about the Robots of the Company.
Well, it's been quite a run, 15 years of Robots of the Company. What can I say? I mean, what more can be said about this amazing show? It's a Parsec Award winner. We won the Parsec Award for Best Comedy Series back in 2018. That was an amazing moment, an amazing achievement for us. So we finally got some recognition for the things that we've been doing for all these years. I think it's well deserved by the cast. We've had some amazing people working on this show. I cannot end this special without talking about someone who's really, really helped to develop this show and these characters over the years, Vince Staden. He wrote and sort of co-produced the show with me for a number of years. before moving on to doing his own material elsewhere. But he really was a huge part of this whole run. He wrote some of the best episodes of Robots of the Company, including what's probably been our most popular and most controversial episode of the run some years back, called The Pinocchio Effect. That one is the favorite of a lot of people. A lot of people, when they talk about Robots of the Company, that one comes up. And people still talk about that and mention it to me today. And it certainly is one of the best episodes we ever had. And Vince Staden is the guy who wrote it. And he is just simply one of the most brilliant writers that I have ever been blessed to know. And he's a great guy. And we couldn't have gotten here without him. So thank you, Vince, if you're listening. I really, really appreciate the work that you put in for all those years and for putting up with me during that time, which I know couldn't have been easy. But yeah, what an amazing talent. And this show wouldn't be this show and what it is without him. If he hadn't come along, this show probably wouldn't have gone very far at all. So he was responsible for what basically were the best years of Robots of the Company. When we worked together and put our heads together, we came up with some really great, funny stuff. So I really tip my hat to you, Vince, and thank you so much. And hopefully we'll get you back involved here real soon, writing some more. So you never know. You never know. But 15 years of Robots of the Company. There's so much more that I could say, and there's probably more that I will say. I'm going to have a special episode of DBB real soon talking about Robots of the Company and the 15th anniversary, which I will talk to you more about this show and its history. So watch out for that. That's coming your way real soon, a special episode of DBB. That's my podcast that I do behind the scenes, material about, you know, what we do here at DRE. We talk about robots and we talk about all of our other shows right there on DBB, which comes your way pretty much every week as best we can. So tune in for that. You're going to hear that real soon. But we will wrap this up for now. Thank you, guys. 15 years. Can we go for 15 more? Well, I don't know, but we're going to be around for a little bit longer at least, as long as you guys want to hear us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Thank you for being fans of the robots. The bots love you. I love you. You are amazing fans. Robots of the Company, 15 years. Who would have thought? But, wow. There we go. Until next time, guys, stay tuned.
You have been listening to Robots 15, the 15th anniversary special of Robots of the Company. Your host was Jonathan Patrick Russell, and appearing in the show were, in order of appearance, Haley Hirschman, Sally Wiggett, David Ault, Daryl Looney, Joe J. Thomas, Kyle Boers, Stefania Lintonbon, Lee James Sands, Deborah Adams, Pete Lutz, Vince Staden, Maria Mazur, and archival material featuring the late, great Jeff Niles. The music heard in this program was as follows. The original ROTC theme tune as composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The updated ROTC theme tune as composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The background music heard in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The series, Robots of the Company, was created and produced by Jonathan Patrick Russell. The copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. You can find all our great shows at DreamRealmSite.com. And you can email us with any of your comments or questions at DarkBuilding1@Yahoo.com. Join us soon for Season 12 of Robots of the Company, and ain't it about time? We were being reflective during the making of this audiogram, because what a run it has been. 15 years of the bots. Congratulations to everyone involved in 15 amazing years. Here's to even more. I am the Predator, hoping you will join us again soon. But until then, please stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2020 and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, soaring into new realms.